I wanted to finish out on this talk on the meaning of self-determination. I used the example of basketball success at Tuba City and other schools throughout the Navajo. And then I also used the success of the Spelling Bee contestant from Chinle Public School, a person that went all the way to the national contest in Washington, D.C. And I want to add the third one, and which is that we are now beginning to see more and more Navajo students coming to colleges and university. Mm-hmm. And I'll use what has happened here at ASU just as an example, a shining example of what could be. And that is that in 1995, 96, when I enrolled here at ASU, we had something like 672 Native American students. And the president of the university, Larry Core, was telling me that we're stuck at that number. We could never go higher than that. We did everything we can under the sun to try to recruit more people, but we're just failing or doing something wrong, and we can't seem to add any more to it. And he just gave me the instruction that let that be your concern. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how you should resolve that, let that be your concern. Worry about it and see how we can improve. Well, I got involved in recruitment, mm-hmm. and using completely different model, different tactics, different ways of recruiting, and going to these high schools on the Navajo Nation, getting on the radio, and saying things publicly in the newspaper, and then actually going into the classroom to talk to the students. Those made a big difference. Mm-hmm. And then on occasion, I would get on the radio to talk to the Navajo parents, mm-hmm. About how important education is. As a result of all of that, after something like 10 years later, mm-hmm. we now have approximately 1,500 Native American students that attend ASU. That's almost tripling mm-hmm. What was the situation and the case back in the 1995-96 year. And I believe that we're not going to stop there. We're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on recruiting more Native American students. And my personal goal is to get to 2,000. And once we get to 2,000, that's still not going to be enough. So someone has to continue doing what we started here. And I see a lot of young Navajo people that are going to school, the recent graduate at ASU, that are kind of following suit, mm-hmm. that I'm working with, that are fully committed to this. Mm-hmm. Those young people, they really make me happy, because I know mm-hmm. At some point I'm going to be start thinking about retirement, and it's good to look back mm-hmm. and see that these young people are really, really serious about the continuation of getting more Native American students, more Navajo students to come into these colleges, university. Mm-hmm. And my prejudice is not only to ASU. I always told people that any university, mm-hmm. whether it's NAU, U of A Community College, BYU in Utah, mm-hmm. Oklahoma, USC, doesn't matter. As long as they get the experience. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking for. So that was something that is also, I think, in line with these self-determination movement exhibited by the Indian students, and more particularly the Navajo students. And the second point I wanted to make under that is this, where when I came on campus, the retention rate mm-hmm. of Native American students was so low. And I remember the president telling me that for every 100 students we get 1 year, the following year, we lose one half. We only have 50%, about 50% retention rate. And he was saying that on a bad year, we lose mm-hmm. 60%. of the students that that we gained the year prior. And so that's a big concern. And so then not necessarily using any new monies, mm-hmm. But just reprogramming some of the existing staff here at ASU, mm-hmm. We began a Native American Achievement Program, mm-hmm. And then started working with students in a different way, providing a different attitude. And then doing a lot of work, not with so much with the students, but with our faculty, with our staff, mm-hmm. and professors, in having them understand the American Indian students here. Mm-hmm. And that added tremendously to the retention rate of the American Indian students. Mm-hmm. And then with a Native American Achievement Program, getting more mentors, mm-hmm. and getting more help. Indian help, American Indian graduate student helping the undergraduate. Yeah. Those kinds of activities are of necessity in having your program succeed in terms of retaining your Indian students so that they end up receiving their degree and graduating with, in many cases, with honors. Mm-hmm. And then they're very, very happy to come back to their reservation to help out their own people. And so on some years during the last 10 years, we got the retention rate all the way up to 78% from 50%. So that's a huge increase. Unfortunately, that 78 goes up and down. Some year we may have 70%. Some years we may go back down to 68%. But then some years it goes back up to 77%. And so, and we're trying to evaluate the program and what we do from year to year and why that numbers goes up and down. And at some point, we'll come up with an answer. Mm-hmm. And the last thing, the third thing that I wanted to say under this scenario and under this project is this. I believe it was in 1996 or 1997, or it may even have been in 1998. And I'll come back with more specific numbers on this point. But the point was that we asked for all those Navajo students who made 3.00 or above during that year, after we put the Native American Achievement Program into practice the year that it was starting, our number of Navajo students that were doing very well was somewhere in the 20s. It may even be below 20 that was making above 3.00 grade point average. And somewhere along 2003, we asked for the same number from the department that deals with those issues here on campus. And they gave us an increase of American Indian students who are making 3.00 and above. And that number that they gave us was 144. Mm-hmm. So that's a tremendous increase. That means that the American Indian students that are on campus here, by and large, were doing very, very well. Mm-hmm. And 144, I don't know how much it represents in terms of the percentage of increase, students that are doing better. But just looking at that number, 144, that's mm-hmm. that's a tremendous progress mm-hmm. for the American Indian students. Mm-hmm. And when I look at these 3 points working here at ASU, the future just looks bright. Mm-hmm. And if we can do that for the next 10 years, the real progress is going to start happening mm-hmm. on American Indian Reservation here throughout the Southwest, and more particularly the Navajo, because we have so many Navajo students mm-hmm. That come to this institution. And when I look at and talk with the faculty and staff at U of A and NAU essentially they may not be that high in numbers, but they're also experiencing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So this whole thing about self-determination, about having your local schools back in your home community on your reservation, and having the Indian people come back into those classrooms as teachers, as model teachers, as a mentor and role model, those seems to be working very, very well. And by having people that all of a sudden prop up with, let's say, a championship basketball team from Ganado High School or from Minamet Valley or Window Rock High or Tuba City High, and how the students look at that, and they mirror themselves in those kinds of accomplishments, and lately by what Garrett Yazzie was able to do. And many of these students that I talked to, even what happened at Pinion, students are really, really thinking to themselves now, well, if that person can do that, I'm pretty sure that I can do likewise, mm-hmm. but only in other matters and other field. And so I see those bright eyes every time I go into a classroom, and I always think to myself, my God, these are the students that are so smart mm-hmm. that are going to go back to those Navajo Nation. They're going to be more equipped, fully equipped than I ever was. Mm-hmm. And when I went back to the Navajo Nation, I wasn't fully prepared. I was not ready. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the ammunition that they now have. And so these kids that are going back onto the reservation, or even that are going to be here in the city, mm-hmm. they're fully equipped, and they're going to have a wonderful life. And as a grandfather, that really encourages me, and it's an inspiration, and you know, energy that I look towards from day to day, mm-hmm. Coming from the young people, and that's what really. Makes my job interesting, and you just wanted to do more. It's the inspiration that I get from the young people.
Very good.